There's lots of art, it is First Friday, and music, and celebrations all up and down the Front Range and in the mountains. Unleash your inner artists at the Louisville Arts Fair tomorrow from 3 to 10 p.m. at the Steinbaugh Pavilion on Front Street in historic downtown Louisville. Artist demonstrations and areas where you can participate in several hands-on micro-art workshops, including metalworks, painting, pottery, paper folding, and voice lessons. Lots of food and drinks, plus an American Idol talent show. Lincoln Park Emporium in historic downtown Greeley presents a concert with the Shebang Trio, who will entertain with timeless favorites from jazz, soul, country, funk, and Latin music, starting at 5:30 this evening. The 16th annual Four Corners Folk Festival starts today and runs all weekend long in beautiful Pagosa Springs, featuring main stage performances by Keb Moe, Los Lobos, Natalie McMaster, Jackie Green, the Punch Brothers, and a whole lot more. Join the father of folk music in Denver, Harry Tuft, for an old-fashioned hootenanny at the Tufts Theater at Swallow Hill tonight. That starts at 7. Cats closes at the Boulder Dinner Playhouse tomorrow. And the Longmont Museum and Cultural Center continues its presentation of American master John J. Audubon till September 18th. And the Boulder Creek Hometown Fair closes out the summer event season in downtown Boulder this weekend with over 100 arts and craft exhibitors in Central Park and on the Boulder Public Library lawn along the creek. Great live performances in the band shell, interactive sports, and a kids' expo, so much more. And don't miss the Great Zucchini Race. It all starts tomorrow and goes on through Monday. The Steamboat Symphony Orchestra kicks off its 20th anniversary celebration, performing Bach, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 4, Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez, and so much more at the Strings Music Pavilion. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Next Friday, join the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra at their annual fundraiser, Wines of Note, as it transforms into a bigger and more exciting event now called a Symphony of Spirits. In addition to wonderful selections of wine, this year's event also features the opportunity to sample delicious microbrews. You can enjoy live and silent auctions, all while listening to the music performed by featured GPO musicians. The event will also serve up a selection of delicious appetizers, where you can go for the VIP upgrade to sample wonderful vodkas in a specialty ice room.
Hey, everybody!
Join the Wild Women of the West, Hazel Miller, Rebecca Folsom, and Dakota Blonde's Mary Huckins at the Boulder Theater next Friday, all to benefit the Blue Sky Bridge Child and Family Advocacy Center. Coming up next Friday as well, Planet Bluegrass commemorates the 100th birthday of the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, in an all-star evening featuring many of Colorado's top traditional bluegrass bands, all at the Wildflower Pavilion in Lyons. All aboard! Next weekend and for the following 2 weekends, it's a day out with Thomas the Tank Engine at the Colorado Railroad Museum. In Golden, meet Sir Topham Hatt. There'll be storytelling, live music, build with mega blocks, and so much more. The Tri-Media Film Festival celebrates film, television, and theater arts as it screens entries from all over the world, September 9th through the 11th at the Fort Collins Lincoln Center. The Scottish-Irish Highland Festival coming your way next weekend as well in Estes Park. With all its wonder, enjoy it all. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.